This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com is our guest.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I think John Rappaport, of all of our amazing guests that are talented in different ways, is the smoothest, most concise person laying out the globalist true intentions from their own admissions. That's why I turn into a stuttering, stammering mess. Not because I don't have stuff to say or I'm deer in the headlights. I'm just like, there's all these documents. There's all this proof. These people are bad news. And they talk about how the future doesn't need us. And even Bill Joy, I've been talking about this for 16 years. He writes a big cover story for Wired Magazine, co-owner of Sun Microsystems. I think it was worth $4 billion at the time. It's like $10 billion now. He says, yeah, I go to these big conferences and we've decided to kill everybody. And I think the public should be warned. So some of these guys have a heart, and they're like trying to warn us, but the general public's already been so dumbed down. There is an awakening happening. In the 5 minutes we have left, John Rappaport, I appreciate your time. Other things you'd like to talk about, your articles, a couple little factoids on that with the foundation, how they're trying to spin that, where you see all this going, Hillary's health. What are your observations?
Well, as far as the foundation is concerned, the latest article that I wrote about Hillary is that the media has it backwards. Look, the Secretary of State is a side gig. Get that straight, okay? She is one of the officers of the Clinton Foundation. It's not that as Secretary of State she's found accidentally or incidentally ways to enrich the foundation through these pay-for-play schemes and donations and all of that. No. The Secretary of State job is a branch office of the Clinton Foundation. That's where she lives. And this was a great gig to get, a real prize, because it allowed her to expand the foundation, to bring in billions of dollars. Money, 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 money. Crime, 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 crime. The Clintons can't resist it. They always do it. And that's the whole thing. The media are talking about it backwards. She is the Clinton Foundation. Secretary of State is a side gig that she managed to worm out of Obama for herself to enable her to enrich her family. It's mafia time. It's all about the family, folks. That's what she's been doing. That's the way it goes. And as far as her health goes, I mean, you've read all the stories, you've seen all the videos, I don't want to add to that. I just want to double down on one drug, Coumadin, also known as warfarin, which he is on long-term. That drug is rat poison.
So Hillary Clinton is on rat poison?
It is on rat poison. Long-term, liver damage, people are not supposed to fly in planes when they're on that drug long term, because it can lead to more blood clots, which is the reason she was put on that drug in the first place. So you're talking about even that alone, just that. Don't work at a very high stress job if you've had blood clots and you're on Coumadin.
Sure.
Sure.
And that's a fact. And now we have her emails where she wanted Parkinson's medication. I mean, it's pretty clear she's degrading quickly. Also, remember the Commerce Department? The Clintons used that when they were in office to run scams, but the State Department's 20 times bigger. I think the deal was made at Bilderberg when her and Obama met in 2008 and she decided to get out of the race, was that she'd be co-president. And if you really look at it, she's been running foreign policy. She's been stealing billions. She's been co-president, I think. I mean, Hillary's been in office a long time.
Long time. And Doug Band, who is a longtime Clinton associate, has raised or gotten pledges for $69 billion for the Clinton Global Initiative,
wow,
which is another spinoff. $69 billion. What did I do the other day? Let me rip this piece of paper out of here. If you add up the spending, the government spending of Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, and Missouri, for 2015, it does not total $69 billion. where, you know, whose money is that? Where does that go? That is an incredible black hole.
Yeah, we've already had a female president. I mean, they admit she ran things more than Bill Clinton. So this will be her 5th term as president if she gets reelected through fraud. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Your books are amazing, available there on the site. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you.
It's a deal. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I've talked a lot about the Clintons and their corruption, but I was just thinking during the break and doing some research with the crew, and it hit me that it's even worse than I've been saying. Because I was reminded by the investigative journalist John Rappaport, who just left us, if you just tuned in, that the Clinton Global Initiative, that is a whole separate charity system, the Clintons have raised $69 billion, and then they direct where that money goes. And it's been reported that 97% of her charitable giving goes to her. And then upwards of half the money gets spent on jets, hotels, clothing, you name it. It's crazy. So these people basically don't pay taxes. Just like Bill and Melinda Gates have put in hundreds of billions of dollars of money into the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Warren Buffett's a partner in that. And then they get richer and richer and richer because it's tax exempt. This is crazy. And it's all about power. It's all about control. And then here comes this, you know, upstart to them, Donald Trump, who's never played ball in the system the way they want him to, and he's exposing the hat trick. He's exposing that there's not really a rabbit materializing inside the hat, that when the magician puts the black hat on top of the table, that there's an open trap door inside, and he's pulling the bunny rabbit up through it, closing the trap door. There's a little trap door on the top of the hat, and then he pulls out the rabbit. And children, when they're 3 or 4 years old, will say you're wrong, you're lying, unless you can get a magician to turn the table around and show you that there's a rabbit in a cage inside of it, on the back. And that's what these people are doing. And look, folks come back at me and they go, oh, it's all corrupt. It'll never change. You know, Trump, I'm sure he'll be just as bad. His history isn't doing stuff like this. Donald Trump wouldn't steal the entire place set of China, the first China bought by the United States government for George Washington's first White House. The first executive order is for that China, to have the French ambassador and the British ambassador later come to dinner. That's famous, worth millions. They stole it. They'll steal anything nailed down. They don't care. They're hardcore criminals. And they think you and I are stupid. And they're light years. They are eons past Donald Trump. There has been a magnifying glass down his throat, up his wazoo, all over him and his family, and they can't dig anything up. They put out incredible lies. Hillary, the problem is there's too much corruption. I try to sit there sometimes to shoot a special report and pull up all her crimes and things she's done, and I get dizzy. So I've got a good brain. I've got a good memory, and it just starts hitting me. Bam, 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 bam. Let's put the Clinton Global Initiative up on screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I'll narrate. But they talk about, to date, it's raised $60 billion. And I was in there during the break. It's on the back computer. I had it pulled up over there. We're going to highlight it and come in and show it on air. There it is. Douglas J. Band, that heads it up, with Teneo Holdings. He says, Mr. Band served as President Clinton's chief advisor from 2000 to 2012, advising him as the counselor to the president, and was the key architect of the Clinton's post-presidency. He created and built the Clinton Global Initiative, which today has raised $69 billion. And then it goes on, organizing not just other people, but governments, kids doing food drives, all of it, sucking in. And then it just goes into these black holes in secret bank accounts all over the world, and they won't release any of the info. Oh, but Donald Trump won't release his tax returns. And my only issue with Donald is he just goes, no, I'm not releasing them right now. Nah, it's private. I don't have to. I would say I'll release it when she releases her main bank account records for her foundation in Canada and in Luxembourg and in Geneva, Switzerland, because that's where they're based. They have the classic secret bank accounts, admittedly, and run these things through them. I mean, I go in at Christmas and say, because people seem to like cash more than checks. They seem to realize you're giving them a lot of money. And I'll say, I want $20,000. I'm going to give people cash bonuses, cash gifts, you know, family, friends, you name it. Give somebody a gift card for $100, they're like, eh, whatever. Give them $100 in cash, like, wow. So you know, I like to promote cash, so I do that. And they'll go, excuse us, Mr. Jones. And the bank manager will come out, even though it's a local bank, and they'll go, this is a lot of money. And I'm like, really? Millions and millions of dollars comes through to run my operation and goes out every quarter to pay the bills and stuff. I buy millions of dollars worth of product that goes through these banks. What do you mean? $20,000 is nothing. Well, I'm going to have to fill out a suspicious transaction report. Oh, well, go ahead and do it then. Big deal. See, oh, I can't get $20,000. And then I've done events and things, say where we raise $10,000, $15,000 signing books and DVDs when I would do some conference. Didn't even pay for the hotel conference, just that sale. But I don't want to be going around $15,000 on me, so I go over to the bank and I go in and I say, I want to have this turned into a money order, or I want to have this turned into a cashier's check, or I want to have this wired to my bank. And then they count the money up, and then the bank manager comes up, may I speak to you, please, sir? And I'm sitting there in sports jacket, nice guy, no criminal record. They've got my driver's license. Sure. Where'd this money come from? Oh, well, just Google me. I'm Alex Jones. I just had a conference next door at the Sheraton. I just want to get this in the bank. I need it to pay for the event. And you know, it just makes you not even have the events anymore. You know what I mean? Just because you have to monkey jack with all this stuff. But the Clintons, hey, $69 billion. We ain't telling you where it went. You know, $10 billion in their foundation. They just do whatever they want. They steal George Washington's dinner sets. They are the filthiest white trash scum the planet's ever seen. And she's an ugly, degenerate, filthy, murderous piece of filth. And they got all these little stinking collaborators because they got their little, you know, their little trendy beards and trendy hair and a pink sock and a green sock and little pink shirts at Media Matters. I've seen them do interviews, and they do interviews about the mean Alex Jones. We're tattling on him. You think working for worldwide murder kingpins is okay because you've got the same hairstyle as the guy in The Hangover? You work for people as bad as the Nazis. I know, though, you think you work for the winners, so you don't give a good damn, do you? And that's why God is going to rub you out. But very slowly. I don't hate you. But you're like piles of dog manure I've got to move out of my way. And I just think of the traitorousness of you. Of people in general that know they're working for a criminal enterprise, that know they work for George Soros, who admits he wants to overthrow countries and destabilize things to loot them and rob them. But you think it's funny and you think it's cute. But even mainline newspapers now have the headlines because the evil's gotten so bad the truth's coming out. George Soros sows chaos globally. He's a megalomaniac. And then you go read interviews with him, and he sits there and goes, I had to keep it secret. I would have been locked up in a mental institution, but I knew I was a messiah. I guess the devil's messiah. You're here to save the devil's project with a toddling crone who can't even see 5 feet in front of her. I'm not even people visually impaired. I'm just saying the image of this scrabbling, rat-like, the opposite of virile demon creature that treats all of her crew like filth, doesn't give tips, revels in chewing out hotel maids, hates young people, hates good-looking people, just is an abomination. And then Kit Daniels has this story on Infowars.com that no one else has. And I say that as a bad thing. Usually people love it when we have the exclusive, we have the exclusive. No, I don't want to have the exclusive. I don't want to have to sit here and go up against this kingpin and say all these things about her and be on their radar. You know what you see on Media Matters and these other platforms is what the White House and the Clintons want. That's in the emails. They direct the talking points. So, you know, I have Sauron looking at me, but I'm not afraid of her because I'm afraid of losing my soul because I got one. I'm afraid of being like you, Hillary. I'm afraid of whatever that cold, horrible place is you're in. I'm so alive. I feel so good. I'm honorable. I'm strong. Thank God I'm not like you people. And I don't say that meanly. But, oh, my God, it's horrible to even look at you and look at your spirit. I can see you. And it is very, very sad. Very, very sad. I got some chills right there, but not the good ones. Just thinking about her, what it must be like. Oh, my God. They say psychopaths and people are just the most tortured folks you can imagine. Their dreams, you name it. I mean, it's just they are. She's a slave. She's possessed. She is not her. She is a vessel of wickedness. Corruption. Did Hillary just manipulate stock prices using Twitter? Unusual stock market activity only hours before Hillary causes biotech collapse. Would Hillary be involved in something like that? Hillary Clinton's recent tweet attacking biotech firms lowered their stock significantly. I'm sure that'll be a big buying time. But not before an insider made a 2,900% profit from predicting biotech stocks would collapse. No. These people with powerful public policy control, they never insider trade. And as I always say, fish never breathe with their gills either. We'll be back. Stay with us.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Let me get more into the Clinton Foundation. Then other breaking news. Joe Biggs was out there 2 days ago at the Trump rally. We had one of our other reporters in yesterday, our newest edition, but amazing footage that the crew got and that Biggs got of the communists and others. Some really over-the-top stuff coming up. in the next segment when Joe Biggs co-hosts with me. A little bit in the next hour, but I can't go too far because I have a dentist appointment and I got to come back to work after that. But if you're a radio listener, you're actually spared a lot of stuff. People say this show is actually better radio-wise because you don't have to look at Hillary Clinton and look at people like Robbie Mook. Now, a Mook in popular nomenclature or vernacular would be the proper word, means a leech, an incompetent person that thinks they're smart. It's incredible. I'm not making fun of his last name. I'm sure it's some, you know, anglicized, you know, cooler name before, but has been chopped down to Mook. Mook is another one of these Cheshire Cat grin. It's actually a you-know-what eating grin. A Bravo Sierra grin. And he's up there talking about how wonderful the Clinton Foundation is and all this other stuff. And even Dana Bash is admitting it's clearly pay to play. I mean, it's in the emails. Okay, I'll give you this $1 million, but I need to get this done. Okay, we'll set the meeting up immediately. And it's a State Department employee working illegally at the foundation. Lock her up already, okay? But it doesn't matter. We've got another Ivy Leaguer who thinks he's God, and they all try to walk around and act more arrogant than the next person. You couldn't pay me to be around all these wannabe elite slobs. They're scared. They're stupid. All they've got's their Porsche and their tennis racket and their dumbasses, and they're horrible, and you can't trust them, and you can't do business with them. I mean, they just has. And look, I'm not making fun of you if you like a Porsche and play tennis. I'm not making fun of you if you have a beard like the guy in The Hangover. Your beard's cool. It's that they are making it uncool. This guy with his little psycho face that everybody thinks is so successful and so manly. No, that's not manly. Scumbag. Walking around showing us how arrogant you are and how, I'm really arrogant. I'm really powerful. I'm really confident. Hey, ladies. Hi, ladies. Oh. And you always see them with the same type of woman. You know, another social climber. They're never really good looking, but they think they are. And they're all real scared and act confident. Get out of my planet, people. Oh, what a mook. Let's go to Mook.
A new batch of State Department emails were released last week showing Doug Band, a counselor to the Clinton Foundation, asking Clinton advisors Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, who were both State Department employees at the time, for a, quote, favor. And he forwarded an email from a Clinton Foundation donor and told them it was important to take care of the request. And Huma wrote back, and here's what she said. We've all had him on our radar. Personnel has been sending him options. Is this the kind of backtracking that has Americans just turned off and done with people who have been in Washington a long time?
From beauty pageants.
Well, first of all, Dana, the emailing
smile all the time. No, I always smile when I feel like it.
From his private email.
You're not supposed to run around smiling all the time. This is what a man looks like. This
email account. It was not related to the foundation.
Let me show you how. Okay. And that's a normal behavior. I don't make that face on purpose. That's what a face looks like.
At every step, is following all the appropriate protocols. This was someone who had a relationship with the Clintons.
I'm a predator. Only time you walk around smiling like that's when you're committing crime.
Robbie.
Ooh, I hate you. Sorry.
Not so much where the email is coming from. It's the request in general and who the request is going to, right?
Well, again, this is someone who had a longstanding relationship with the Clintons.
Fuckish like me.
Wanted to
shallow dumbass
that
reads off talking points.
And
an unreal piece of filth diseasing the planet.
Sorts of communication, but there was no quid pro quo or anything like that here. And as I said, the email was originated from President Clinton's private office.
As I said, I crawled out of a possum's rear end. Okay, I'm sorry. We have another clip, though, dealing with the whole Clinton Foundation. Here it is. Go ahead, Blake.
Important to remember, Anderson. The foundation is a charity. Neither my husband nor I have ever drawn a salary from it. You know more about the foundation than you know about anything.
Right there. The name of this video is Hillary put up with the Democrats owns Cooper. Oh, she owned the admitted CIA officer involved in PSYOP Division Command? His title's been released. More leaks coming. And you sit there and shovel that at us in that staged event because you can't even do a press conference now. You got to talk over the telephone all day long. And then you act like you just defeated him in a straw man fight where you beat up an imaginary windmill. And then it gets worse than that from that point on. She's never taken a salary. No, no, no. It just pays for the jet aircraft and the buildings and all the crew and all your families and Chelsea getting $6 million from it and a $10.5 million condo and all the helicopters and the caviar and all the other crap. But none of that money will gloss over the fact that you're a big old fat pig with God shoving an apple in your mouth, getting ready to put you in the political and spiritual oven.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
I was talking to John Ronson, who writes The Guardian, New York Times, you name it, but I've known him forever. That's why I did the interview. And he was... He's saying, yeah, no, I really felt the energy in Cleveland, like Trump was unstoppable, populism, you know, the Brexit had just passed, Nigel Farage, the New World Order, but now I feel like the polls are against Trump and it's all dissipating. And I said, that's because you tune into mainstream media. That's not what's happening in the real world. They just need to create enough of a hoax so they can steal the election and make it look like Trump lost and keep all these arrested development people like children to go, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, you're for Trump the racist. And I'm driving around Austin, and I see stores everywhere, you know, selling, I mean, all over the place, selling, you know, Trump pinatas. But you got 100 people out there protesting against Trump, and 20-plus thousand in there. Tens of thousands got turned away. We've got B-roll of all this. It's up on Infowars.com. I mean, it's massive. Joe Biggs, you were there. How many people got turned away? I don't think I've ever seen a traffic jam 2.5 miles back where you guys had to get out of the cars and walk in. I mean, this was crazy.
Well, I got there. Me and Michael Zimmerman were the first ones there that day. We got there around 1:30 in the afternoon, and there was already a line wrapped around the exposition center where they do the road.
And he wasn't going to speak until 7:30.
Yeah, until 7:30. There was a guy that was waiting in line, told me that they got there at 3 in the morning, waited outside of the gate, outside of the exposition center, and then waited in line as they kept opening up the fences throughout that area so they could get closer and closer and be in front of the line. I mean, that's crazy. You don't see that at Hillary Clinton.
And let's understand, 2.5 miles away by the time Duke got there, hours before it stopped, they had to get out and walk in.
Yeah, they had to walk at the end of the road where you come out of the exposition center. There's this long road that goes about 2 miles to the left and 2 miles to the right, the straightaway, and it was lined with cars on both sides parked. Tons of.
That's a major highway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out in the middle of nowhere, too.
That's where we do concerts at, the rodeo. A buddy of mine took one of those panoramic photos. I put it up on Twitter. From the inside.
Yeah, we know this place well because we're out there all the time. I think my kids see monster trucks, you name it. I mean, I've been in that facility 70 times. Willie Nelson, you name it.
I mean, I went in with the mindset, all right, we're in Liberal Austin. There's not going to be that many people here. And when I got there, my mind was just completely blown. To see that many people in an area that's so liberal, people coming from all over, you know.
But it's not. I've been there at the elections, and the state admitted we discovered fraud. It was all over the newspapers, and they said we're still certifying the election. It's not Democrat. Until now, it's the invasion port from the failed California op. They blow that. Now they're going to exploit the next sector.
You know, there was a video we posted, I believe it was yesterday, where they had this Trump impersonator guy that was on in the video, and he's walking around, and this guy's like talking to him, interviewing him. And he said, you know, do you get any backlash from coming out and being Trump and, you know, and speaking? And he goes, no. He goes, everyone comes up to me. They all want a picture. They all say they love Trump. He said, whatever you see on TV is a complete and total lie. It's BS.
But there are the 100 or so or 200, sometimes 500 when Hillary buses them in, which we said from our sources, now all confirmed, not Sanders people dressed up like Sanders to make his people look bad and make Trump look bad. Well, she divide and conquer, folks. She's playing both ends, you know, to take them down. And there were slashed tires. There were some people attacked. And as usual, it was the anti-Trump people doing it.
It was like when I went to the Trump rally in Dallas, when I was sitting out there in the middle of the protest, and the police officer came up to me, admitted that these guys had been bussed in.
We have video.
They pushed us over or whatever, pushed us out of the way. Like, all right, you guys get out of the way. We want to get these agitators out of here so they can catch their bus and get back out of here. You know, this time it was a smaller amount of people, 70 to 100 people, but they lived in this little neighborhood that was right across the street. There was hardly anyone else that came from downtown Austin, from the liberal trendy area, from the surrounding areas. It was just the people who live
now. Now, in fairness, mainline brainwashed liberals are the laziest people on earth.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, there are hordes of them that don't like Trump.
Well, they were downtown, dressed up like clowns, acting like clowns.
15 and 18 year old women running around with communist outfits on, but didn't even know what planet they were on. Did you notice? They're like, we hate Alex Jones. They go, who? And they didn't even know who I was. They were told to say that.
And they hate capitalism. Meanwhile, they're live streaming you from their iPhone, wearing their brand new Nikes. And
they ought to ship their butt to I'm telling you, North Korea, man. You know, I almost had a headline change this morning. I rarely do that, but I don't like to be inaccurate. And I was watching a John Bowne report. It was a really good report. It's Trump protesters are traitors. And I went, you know, this really is a foreign global takeover. These people really are destroying the sovereignty of the country. These people really are American haters. They really are, should be deported to the country of their choice. Just if you want socialist utopias, go to Venezuela right now, where it's war in the streets, or go to another socialist country. How about North Korea? I mean, seriously, get your ass out, man.
We should definitely start one of those White House petitions to send these people to North Korea, all these communists who love it and talk about it, and then when you actually question them, they don't even know what the hell it is.
They go, Mao is who we want. Mao, the biggest mass murderer on earth.
The Hillary Clinton lookalike.
She does wear weird Communist Party outfits. Now, I want to get to some of these clips. Before we do that, you've got to start taking this, Joe. Selenium is one of the biggest trace element minerals out there that people are lacking. The amount of energy you get electrochemically from selenium is life or death. I mean, when you've got enough selenium, it's amazing. read the study for yourself. If you don't have enough selenium, if you're a male, it will take it from your brain that has to have it and give it to your testicles because your body says that, you know, that's first, which I kind of agree with. You know, yeah. God designed things correctly. Anyways, the point is, there's a literal correlation where they tell boxers and people, you know, don't have sex for a few months before your fight because, you know, the selenium issues. But I can go on for hours. The point is, just try it for yourself. You can't lose. It's 1995. You're supporting the broadcast. It goes with X2. The two things work together synergistically. So does vitamin C. That's readily available, so we're not selling that. Obviously, in bioavailable forms like orange peel and things like that. But you really need to get BioTrue Selenium, ladies and gentlemen. It supports the broadcast. It is super organic from the purest place you can get it. That is mustard seed. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And Amerageddon, the new film, $5 million budget, exposing a UN-style takeover and a fictional account and an EMP attack, is also available. Get a second copy of the film and get some of my films free with it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com is the general store. InfoWarsLife.com is on the same store, but that URL takes you right to the nutraceuticals. And look what InfoWars is doing. And I'll say this again. It's not about bragging. It's about you knowing mainstream media is there to make you feel like you're all alone on a deserted island. Mainstream media is there to make you feel like because you believe in the right to self-defense or you believe in free market that you're crazy. Everyone loves Mao, and Mao founded America, not George Washington. Okay, and Hillary's in the best of health, and 2 plus 2 equals 50, and the Easter Bunny's real, and Santa Claus loves you, and you visited with last night. All of this is just garbage. And that's why I say, get a Hillary for President shirt, get an InfoWars shirt, get a Molon Lambe shirt, get a Bill Clinton rape shirt. And these Trump things are great because it's let InfoWarriors go experience what I've experienced. I'm walking down the street 10 years ago, and maybe one out of five people said, hey, Alex Jones. It's now, like when I was in London and stuff, it was I couldn't even walk down the street. In some cases, and people see this on live stream, I'm like walking down the street, live streaming, and Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, people all the world, Alex Jones, people from Poland, people from Russia, people from Japan, people from London, people from Pakistan, Alex Jones, Alex, and it's like, whoa, whoa. And again, it's not about, oh, look, I'm famous. It's I'm not singing songs here. That wouldn't matter if I was famous because of that. They are resonating and agreeing with our anti-globalist, anti-New World Order message. Well, you aren't famous, okay? But when you wear a Hillary for Prison shirt or an InfoWars shirt or a Drudge ought to sell shirts with DrudgeReport.com on it. Mm-hmm. I guarantee he'd sell 50 million of them. I'm telling you, Drudge needs to do that. He may already be doing it. It needs to happen. I would promote him. I mean, I ought to license Drudge, ask Drudge if I could sell them and, you know, split half the money with him. Because, I mean, we need to get these out. They need to support the independent media. And imagine, nobody's wearing Fox News, even though it's better than CNN. You don't see CNN shirts. You don't see MSNBC shirts. Why don't we have Drudge Report shirts? I mean, what I'm saying is that if you saw every 10th person wearing a Drudge Report shirt, like we're seeing in Austin with InfoWars, and bumper stickers almost on every corner, that citizens doing that, it flips the system out, and they understand that we are cutting through their signal, we're cutting through their blackout, we're cutting through their Iron Curtain, we're coming in with the real voice of America. You want to know what this is? This is the real voice of America, folks. Coming to you, of course, from Texas, baby, with Joe Biggs and the rest of the crew. So I'm ranting here, but the point is, you go to a Trump rally, and I've seen these videos, sometimes in a crowd, it'd be a third, always about 15% were wearing Hillary for President shirts or InfoWars shirts. Imagine what that telegraphs to the system. And it's all over the country. It's all over the world. And that's just little InfoWars, Joe Biggs.
Zimmerman and I were at the Trump rally on Tuesday, and I had them bring me out two large boxes of those Hillary for President bumper stickers.
I'm glad you thought of that.
And we filmed it. And people swarmed around us. We're like almost at the point of fighting over it. You know, and I was just...
Have we put that video out yet?
Yeah. And I was like, Clinton for San Quentin, Hillary for prison,
How many Hillary for prison shirts did you see? I saw a ton on the videos.
Oh, lots. I mean, way too many to even number. I mean, that's everywhere we go now, though. But I guarantee you there's...
I went to a Metallica concert, and they were, like, people were wearing InfoWars all over the place. I went to Dave Mustaine all over the place. Again, it's crazy.
There's going
to
be 3,000 new cars in Austin, Texas, and the surrounding areas with Hillary for prison bumper stickers on it. I mean, people were like, give me two, I've got to
see. Why didn't I think of that? We should have hit him with 10,000, 50,000, right?
I got as many as I could, but I mean, there's going to be a lot more out there, and I think from now on at these events.
By the way, are those available yet on the site?
I don't know if you can buy them, but what they're doing is every time someone makes a purchase at the InfoWars store, they throw in two or three with their order as well. This is an added bonus.
Well, that's incredible. Well, good job to those folks. I want to get to some of these clips. What's the name of that video so they can pull it up on YouTube?
We'd have to look back at it. It shows a huge line of people waiting, and it says people go crazy for Hillary for prison or something like that, or Austinites go crazy for Hillary for prison, because I do a chant one, and then it's the one right after that where there's a huge line. It's 15 minutes long because we just let the camera roll. Because I walked all the way from the very beginning of the line to the tail end, and that was around 1:30 or 2.
That's another problem. We have so many great videos that a lot of them only get seen like 30,000, 40,000 people because we're putting 50 a day out.
Yeah.
I mean, which is still success, but this should be seen by everybody. I have been spending hours at night and during the day almost getting nothing done now just trying to watch what you guys did because it's all so informative and so entertaining.
Well, one of the craziest, my favorite video, it's not that long, but it's the Black Lives Could Care Less About Black Lives.
We're going to get to that in a minute, but first I want to just point out that you have won a Thug Life Award, and for folks that don't know what these are, tell the listeners.
So it's whenever you basically do something that's pretty awesome, and
it's when you absolutely
you essentially just have to like drop the mic and walk away because you just did something so epic, and then they started making these videos where it's like sideways hat drops on your forehead and big glasses with diamonds and like a joint and a machine gun in your hand, and they play like some Dr. Dre song in the background. So it's
I think it's ludicrous.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
The point is, get out the way. In fact, okay, here's the short clip, and then we'll play the actual clip first. Yeah. Here it is.
If I go to Mexico right now illegally, without citizenship, and I don't have a passport, I will go to jail.
Good.
Okay, and then if you're illegal here, you should go to jail or be deported.
Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to put me in jail now.
Well, Donald Trump's going to do it. Stay tuned for more reports at Infowars.com. I'm Joe Biggs.
Now, let's get serious and get back to the clips. Let's play the one you said you want to play first, and that is the Black Lives Matter clip. Black Lives Matter, not concerned with helping black lives. Here is Joe Biggs at the Trump rally.
Hey, how are you doing? Why are you guys out here?
Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
So, if black lives matter, did any of you guys go to Louisiana to help out?
Black lives matter.
Any of you guys go to Louisiana?
Black lives matter.
Did you go to Louisiana to help out?
Black lives matter.
Hey, you know who did go to Louisiana?
Black lives matter.
You know who did go?
Black lives matter.
Exactly. You
black
have an argument.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
When's Black Lives Matter?
Win a debate. You act like a child.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter. Who didn't want to talk to the president? No one else. They're all sent by groups.
I said it. Except in Louisiana. Except in Louisiana.
Then go to Louisiana.
And the police in the background are just kind of like smiling because they're like, yeah, you're sitting here screaming and chanting, but you're not doing anything to save black lives. They're being murdered in abortion clinics. They're being killed by black-on-black crimes in Chicago. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting here and you're chanting. Meanwhile, there are people dying. So if you actually cared about black lives, you would get off your butt, do something, raise some money in Louisiana, go out there, get a boat, save people. Guess who went there? Donald Trump.
And it's now over 1,500 people shot in Chicago this year. Over 90% of them were blacks. That's over 1,000 black people shot, over 500, almost 600 dead. And you'll literally tell Black Lives Matter about that. They just don't even look at you. They don't even hear you. They don't even care. It's drugs being shipped into the neighborhoods. It's globalism. It's the deindustrialization. It's the MTV culture. It's why those neighborhoods are like that, not because of the cops. And we're not defending the police just out of hand. It's just a total scapegoat to destabilize these inner city areas. The Democrats are the main people doing it. Then they have the police that are the lowest level of the government. Throw them at it and then blame them like a rear guard action that it's their fault.
So why do you go and protest Donald Trump? He's the only one that went there. It took days for Obama to go out there because he was...
I don't need to be intellectual. You are a racist.
Have you seen the meme?
You're an effing white male.
Have you seen the meme where...
You're a white male!
There's a car underwater.
You're a white male!
In Louisiana.
You're a white male!
And Obama's standing on top of the car, and it looks like he's taking a chip shop, and it says, can I play through? And meanwhile, he's standing on top of a car that's submerged underwater in Louisiana, and it says, can I play through?
Well, that's okay, because he's black.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. But they're standing outside of this event, protesting the only person who went there. The person who went
what
there.
What you say doesn't matter. You are a white male. We have people all over the country march up and say, safe space, white women, you name it. And they say, you are white, you're not allowed to speak.
University in Chicago today came out and said they will no longer coddle students at their university, that there will not be safe spaces anymore.
Oh, yeah, this mental illness is being exposed. Here it is, the college. This is the University of Chicago. Very prestigious and very liberal. Our commitment to academic freedom means, this is from the dean, our commitment to academic freedom means that we do not support so-called trigger warnings. We do not cancel invited speakers because their topics might prove controversial. We do not condone the creation of intellectual safe spaces where individuals can retreat from ideas and perspectives at odds with their own. Again, welcome to the University of Chicago. See you in September. Sincerely, Jay Ellison, Ph.D., Dean of Students in the college.
I think they're getting a lot more students are going to sign up and want to go there.
Probably call for them to resign. A lot of these universities, they ban everything, like up in Missouri, apologize for everything, and then the presidents and people resign, and the protest continues.
Yeah.
And, of course, then they saw like a 30% drop in attendance. It's crazy, man. Who would pay $100,000 to send their young adult to one of these things?
I need my safe space.
Joe Beggs, we're going to break here in a moment, but I just want to tell you that things are getting crazier and crazier. What does your gut tell you about Trump? I mean, if he gets crowds of 20,000 people everywhere and Hillary can't even get 100, we should be showing some of that when we come back. I mean, her crowds are 200's a big crowd for her now. And now she's suddenly nowhere to be seen. She's supposed to give this speech about banning right-wing media, but she's canceled it?
It keeps getting delayed. I guess they're looking for stools and pillows to prop her up, maybe a couple more shots from her handler. You know, she's
Yeah, you got handlers walking around with a needle right behind her. You're like in a mental institution when they take the real psycho out, they got a needle right there for them.
Walking behind her and pat her in the back.
Like a piranha dog or something. Oh my gosh, she's gonna have the nuclear weapons. Oh man, they tell us Trump is scary.
Yeah, we're gonna get him fake security.
This woman is obviously completely out of her mind. Just look at her.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By the end of the third hour, my brain is just scrambled, Joe. I study the criminality of these people. I know so much about them, just like you do, and it's just a joke. I was asking you during the break, do you think Trump's going to win? Repeat what you said.
Slide. It's going to definitely be a landslide. You know, I've been all over the country to all these events, and when you see the amount of people that show up, the amount of people that come from other states and the surrounding states, other countries, it's amazing.
And notice, this is America. These are hardworking people that are motivated and will wait for hours and will drive to be a place. It sure proves they're the folks that actually do the work in this country.
Well, there's also,
because, I mean, where are the jackass liberals? They can't even show up to protest. Hillary has to bus them in, and then they're so immoral, they'll actually wear the Bernie shirts they're ordered to have and then repeat the slogans they're given. What despicable, horrible slaves.
Well, there's also been a progression, though, as far as Trump supporters, too. You know, at the beginning, back when a lot of these violent riots, protests were happening, a lot of people were scared to wear Trump shirts out in public and hats. And now when I go out all across the country, I'm seeing people in gas stations, at restaurants, proudly wearing Trump shirts. They're not in an event. They just wanted to be out and wear it. You know, and for a while, people were kind of scared to do that. And you're not seeing that anymore because we're winning. We've defeated them already because people are seeing what we're showing here, the massive amounts of people coming.
Absolutely. Just give people a radar, sonar ping. You've been here, what, a couple of years?
Almost 3 years now.
Wow. How much do you notice now when you're on the street?
A good bit.
Like, on average, let's say you go downtown or airport?
You know, in Austin, you know, maybe 4 to 5 people if I go, like, on Rainy Street or something. You know, but a lot of people will recognize my voice. And then they'll go, oh, Joe Biggs, because a lot of people don't watch.
It's constantly, in fact, exactly. I saw the cops come up the hiking bike trail the other day. They were ordered to give tickets to people down there because they closed it because of the flooding. And Pat Riley was with me, and my son was with me. We were hiking, and I was shooting a video, and Pat goes, look, and the cops heard my voice and went, and the sergeant turns around and goes, we're not giving tickets. Stop. It's Alex Jones. Turn around. I'm starting to get that on video. But my point is that we get more people coming up to us than when I see mainstream media folks like Charlie Rose walking around in Cleveland. No one was coming up to him, so I ran over to him. He's walking around with thousands of people around. No one wants to talk to Charlie Rose. He has a morning CBS show. Supposedly, yeah, with 5 million viewers. No one even cares about it.
I saw him one of the days, and I just kind of went, oh, look, it's Charlie Rose. And then I just kept walking, you know, because there's really no connection there for me because he's not really promoting anything that I want to be a part of. It's just that I've seen him before. I've seen some of his shows, and I was kind of like, oh, look, he's there.
Exactly. People are almost emotionalist about the establishment media.
But when we go out to these events, like at the Trump rally, tons of people are coming up to us there.
And we had a lot of fans of the Democrat deal.
Oh, tons. I mean, it was ridiculous. The police in Philadelphia, I was walking by, and this guy goes, yo, Biggs! And I looked over, and it was two black cops on bikes, and they were standing in front of the wall that was there to keep people out. And they're like, yo, man, tell Alex we said, hey, man, we love this show, man. We watch you guys all the time.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get in trouble, but we were cheered by the Secret Service, like, everywhere we went.
I had this really big, tall guy come running at me in a bulletproof vest, and he's got a gun in Philadelphia, and I was like, what the hell did I do? And this guy goes, can I get a picture? I love you guys. I'm like, hold on. Or ATF, it was Homeland Security, and I was like, yeah, sure. He's like 6'8", and I'm like 5'9". And I'm sitting there like, all right, man, this next time, don't run at me so quick, man. I didn't know what was going on.
Turned out a little PTSD there.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, man? But it's everywhere. Like, the Cleveland Police Department just loved us. I mean, just responsive. I mean,
yeah, well, don't tell people. Don't tell them. Anyways, it's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous. And again, that's got to worry Hillary.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been to her rallies as well, and it's very lackluster. Most of the people that go to her rallies are going to hear her lie in person because they just want to see that in person for once in their life.
And I want to be clear about something. We're going to hold over in the next hour. Anthony Gasciardi is going to be joining us from the other studio, from the radio studio. We're here in the TV studio. But Of course they're bad cops. Of course they're bad people in every group. We want to reform some of the problems that the globalists brought into the police. But here's the deal. America's getting taken down by outside globalists. The proof's coming out in emails. And Americans are all rallying together, whether you're a cop, a citizen, black, white, it doesn't matter, Hispanic, together to try to save this country. Epic history's happening, and America's not flat-footed. We are awake. We're growing, and we're ready.